Welcome back to Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and welcome to George Edwards, Vikings defensive coordinator.
Thanks. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. How's the offseason?
It's been busy, you know, between free agency and getting ready for the draft. Yep. So it's been a busy offseason.
The 2014 season was your first as a Minnesota Viking. What did you think?
I think we made some progress in the direction that we're headed. I think getting both systems in, offensively, defensively, that were new. I think guys grasped that, went to work at that, and we look to make improvements this offseason to hopefully carry over into next season.
When you coach and teach a defense or individual players throughout your coaching career that has had some stops, has it morphed and changed as the rosters change with you, or do you have one set style and mentality that you like to instill?
Well, we have an idea of what we want to do systematically, but at the end of the day, we still have to adjust what our players can do and the different skill sets that they bring to the scheme. So from that aspect of it, there's a different variation from, you know, place to place and from year to year with the different players that you have.
I want to talk about Everson Griffin, a guy who signed a big contract about this time last offseason, plays a premium position in this league, rushing the passer, and had a great season for you last year. What did you think?
Worked his butt off all offseason. You know, we kind of felt that way at the evaluation going into the offseason. Really carried over from the offseason through the season, his work ethic, his attention to detail. So from that aspect, we were pleased with, you know, what the production he was able to have. But again, we don't just take his position and measure it in sacks. I mean, he did a lot of other things. I mean, versus the run, I mean, understanding how we want to rush the passer, understanding how we want to drop off in zones. So from that aspect of it, he really brought a lot of tools to that position that really helped us be successful defensively.
Go to the second level of the defense, and our first-round pick last year was Anthony Barr, who, by all accounts, was impressive all over the field, making a lot of different types of plays.
Right.
And I would imagine that's only the tip of the iceberg for Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, especially for a rookie coming in that's only played the position 2 years, we really thought, you know, he maximized the time that he had. He ended up getting hurt at the end of the year. And hopefully, you know, he'll get better this offseason after not being here at all, really all offseason. So hopefully this year with him coming in and having a year within the system and the expectations of the position that, you know, he'll transition and become better in the next season.
I know that you guys didn't concern yourself with what the Vikings defense, specifically the secondary, did in 2013. But when you compare 2013 to 2014, it was a massive improvement for that group. Did you sense that as you were going through it in the middle of it? Or was it one of those things where you had to wait until the end of the year to really assess it and see how much they improved?
Really, the biggest thing is, especially during the course of the season, you know, you're worried about the different matchups you've got each week. So we try to focus on the detail of that. Like you said, when we came in, we really didn't worry about what was done because schematically we knew it was totally different than what we're doing. But the guys worked hard, you know, during the offseason to grasp the concepts that we were getting from week to week, the different matchups and how we were handling different aspects of offenses. You know, they paid attention to the detail of that. And we're sort of going through the self-scout and saw some of the problems that we had and some of the matchups and how we handled different aspects of different offenses trying to attack us. So from that aspect of it, we think we have a better feel for our personnel, what we're capable of getting accomplished, and schematically what we can do to kind of take some of those things away.
How about yourself and Coach Zimmer? How did that go working with him last year?
Great. Coach Zimmer is a good football coach, very detail-oriented. So from that aspect of it, you know, with my experience with him in the past and just how the scheme has grown a lot over the years, it was good as we kind of got acclimated to, you know, the system, the players here, and what we were trying to get accomplished.
When you look at the guys that we held on to, Tom Johnson, for example, defensive tackle, career high in sacks last season, or the guys we added, Taylor Mays, Terrence Newman, is there a common theme in those guys, the type of player you're looking for?
Yeah, I think, you know, as we came in, we're looking for guys that are smart, tough, and a physical on the football field. And all three of those guys, you look at their careers, you know, they've worked through adversity. Newman's played for a while within this game, so his knowledge and bringing that to the room will be good. Taylor's been in this game for a while, big, physical, tough. He's played safety. He's played underneath at linebacker, does a lot of different jobs that way. And then Tom, who we got from New Orleans last year, came in. We asked him to play a little bit different than what he had been playing, you know, in the past. And he came in and worked his butt off. And when he had his opportunities, he made the most of those opportunities. And that's what we try to get everybody to understand is, you know, you're going to have a role come in, understand what it is we're trying to do, and now when your number's called, you know, let's step up and be able to play.
You and Coach Zimmer going to gang up on Rick Spielman in the draft room and get a defensive player at number 11, a linebacker or a corner or somebody?
Hey, we got to do what's best for the team. At the end of the day, that's the ultimate thing, is to be do what's best for the football
that's
team.
That's a diplomatic answer.
Yeah, thanks.
I know you want a defensive player.
We got to do what's best for our team. If, you know, if it's an offensive player, a defensive player, at the end of the day, it's going to help us all get better.
All right, good luck the rest of the offseason.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.